Today, we continue with lesson number 126 in our study of Mishnayos Meseches Kelim. Today, we will complete the 29th perek. We will learn the 8th and final Mishnah of the 29th perek. And we will begin with the first Mishnah of the 30th and final perek of Maseches Kelim. But today, Mishnah Ches of Perek Chof Tes, and then Mishnah Aleph of Perek Lamed. Mishnah Ches of Perek Chof Tes. Shiorei Charchur Milamaton Shiva. We learned back in the 25th Perek, in the second Mishnah thereof, that this Mardea, this long pole, which is used in plowing, which at one end has a nail called a Darvon, which helps to steer the animal in the desired direction, to keep it on path, on target. At the other end of that pole is a metal blade called a charchur, and this metal blade is both used to dig up the earth underneath the plow, and also to clean the earth from the plow, so that the earth, clumps of earth, don't adhere to the plow itself. Our Mishnah comes to teach us that if this mardeya, this long pole, is broken, and the bottom part of the pole, going toward this charchur, is intact, if it is 7 tvachim long, and at the other end is connected the charchur, so all these 7 tvachim of pole of the mardeya are considered a chibur to the charchur. Less than 7 tvachim is not considered a chibur because it's not functional with less than 7 tvachim. This is the opinion of some of the Mefarshei HaMishnayos, based on the way they understand the Mishnah back on Perek Chof Hei, Mishnah Beis. Again, there are various approaches to this phrase, Shiorei Charchur Milamaton Shiva, and I share with you one approach, the approach of the Tiferes Yisroel. The Mishnah continues, Yad Magrefo Shel Balei Batim. Magrefo is a type of an instrument which shovels out brushes out the ash from inside the oven. So, Yad Magrefo Shel Balei Batim, the magrefa, the handle of this instrument which shovels out unwanted ash from the inside of an oven, or shovels out plaster or whatever accumulates to the bottom of the oven. Beis Shammai says, Shiva, that 7 tvachim is of that handle is considered a chibur to the magrefa. Beis Hillel omrim shmona. Beis Hillel says, no, 8 are considered a chibur. Shel Sayodin, the magrefa of professional people whose job it is to clean out the sid, the plaster from inside this oven. Beis Shammai Yomim Tisha, 9 tvachim are chibur. Presumably they need a longer handle to this magrefa. And Hillel Yomim Asorot tvachim, 10 tvachim are chibur. Yosemiken, more than this. Now, what is he referring to? The Martinura says that this Yesa Mikan is referring only to the magrefa, that a magrefa shel sayodin, if it has more than 10 tvachim according to Beis Hillel, or a magrefa of balabatim, which has more than 8 tvachim according to Beis Hillel, that's Yesa Mikan. And there, imrotza lekayim tome, if the person wants, for some reason, in the case of a sayodin, he wants more than 10 tvachim of a handle, or in the case of balabatim, he wants more than 8 tvachim of a handle. So far, that's what he wants, and that handle, the entire handle, even if it's 12, 15, 20 tvachim, is a chibur and is makabel tumah. That's the approach of the Bartanura. However, others say that this Yasa Mikan is not referring only to the immediate previous case of the Magrefa and the Machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the distinction between Shel Balabatim and Shel Sayodim, but rather, this Yasa Mikan is referring all the way back to Mishnah Dalet, to the Chut Maznayim Shel Zehovim, and is giving you a general rule that if the person we have standards, 3 etzbos, 1 tefach, 2 tefachim, 3 tefachim, 10 tefachim, fine. But if the person, for whatever reason, wants a longer handle or a longer cord or a longer appendage, so fine, if that's what he wants, it is all considered a chibur, no matter how long it is. That's the approach of some of the other Mefarshim to this phrase, Yasa Mikan im Rotzo Lekayim Tome. This Mishnah concludes, and with it Perichov Tes concludes, V'yad Mishamshe Ho'ur, handles for those tools which are used to poke around in fire, for example, a long frying pan which gets fried on the fire, or a shpud, a spit, a long rod, which is part of it is spinning on the fire to barbecue a chicken or whatever. So those handles, of course, have to be very long because the person doesn't want to get near the fire. So in those, v'yad misham she'or, those handles of objects which actually work in the fire, kol shehu, as long as it is, it's considered a chibur because the person wants to distance himself as much as he can from the fire. So that is Mishneh Ches of Perek Chof Tes, and we have now finished 29 prokim of Maseches Kelim, large Masechta. But we still have one perek to go, the 30th and final perek, so let's begin it with Mishneh Aleph. This perek deals with a specialized case of klei zechuchis, of glassware. We've already mentioned several times in our study that the tumah of glassware is only midrabbonon. Rabbonon felt, since glass is derived from sand, and therefore is kind of related to klicheres, to clay, ceramic kelim, so therefore they gave it to some extent the same halacha as klicheres. However, unlike klicheres, which you will remember, does not become tome migabom. If a sheretz or whatever touches the outside of a ceramic jug, the ceramic jug does not become tome. It only becomes tome if the sheretz, that sheretz, is inside the airspace contained within the jug, the clay jug. However, in the case of glassware, it's a different halacha. Since glass is transparent, so therefore the gav, the outside of the glass vessel, is like the inside to a certain extent. And therefore, kli zechuchis do become tomei, albeit midrabbonon, even if the metamei, the sheretz, for example, touches the outside of the glass vessel. Our Mishnah begins with a general rule about glassware, which we have had twice before in this Mishnah, at the beginning of the second parak, and at the beginning of the 15th parak, and now we have it again. Klei zechuchis pshutehem tahorin. A flat piece of glass that has no kibul, can't contain anything, it's flat, is not mekabel tumah. Umekablehem. But glass vessels which can contain something, bowls, jugs, bottles, whatever, temeim, they are mekabel tumah. Nishperu. If a glass vessel is tome and it became broken, smashed, Tohoru, it thereby becomes Tohor now. Similarly, if you have a glass vessel which is not Tomei, and it breaks, it's smashed to bits, those bits are not Mekabel Tumah. Very much like a Kli Cheres. Chozar v'yosa mehem kelim. Suppose a person takes the smashed bits of the glass vessel and restores them to their original state. He puts the Humpty Dumpty together again. And now he took out of these broken bits of glass and made it into a keli, into a bowl, a bottle, a cup, whatever. Mekablin tumo mikanu lahabo. From this point forward, it's a restored new vessel, and it is mekabel tumo. But the old tumo is gone. Hatavlo, tavlo, the word is related to the word tablet, meaning a flat tray made of glass. Or Viho iskutlo. Iskutlo seems also to be some type of a flat dish, a serving dish of some point. The point is it has no base kibble, it's flat, but the underneath of the iskutlo does have a little indentation, so it does have a kind of a base kibble. But In the case of Kli Eitz, by the way, such an iskutla, even if although the top surface is flat, but since underneath there is a kind of a groove which can be used as a base kibul, in the case of wooden Kli Eitz, they would be mekabel tumah. But if they're glass, they have a halacha like a Kli Cheres, and it's therefore they're not mekabel tumah, since the main surface is flat, and that's the main purpose, is to use the surface. However, if the tabla or the iskutla has a rim around it, a border around it of some sort, then tameim, then they are mekabel tumah, because now they have a toch, they have an inside, they have a frame, a rim around them. Shule ka'ara, ushule iskutla, shel zechuchis, suppose you take this tray or flat dish of glass, which underneath it has a small indentation or groove, so that if it's turned upside down, it can be mekabel something. So if one takes the bottom of this glass, which has been broken, and now uses it its bottom as a receptacle of some sort, or an askutla which has been broken, and the bottom is still useful in some way, it does have a slight small base kibul, even though his kinon letashmish, the person turns them upside down and wants to use them as a base kibul, nevertheless tohorin, they are not mekabel tumah, because the underneath part of a broken glass vessel is not going to be used because it scratches. The person can cut himself on the broken pieces of glass. So therefore, just because he turned over one of the broken pieces and lo and behold, there's a little groove there and he can put something into it, it's not going to be used functionally because the broken pieces of glass will harm the person who handles it. However, kirtason, if he takes a certain type of chemical or powder which smooths the jagged, rough edges of the glass, shofon bishofin, or he files it with a kind of a filing tool, smoothing out the cutting edges of the glass. So now he can use it, the shulayim, he can use the underneath sides with their small base kibul, tumeim, then they are mekabel tumah, because he has made it into a clay kibul, which is roi l'shimush, which can be used. So we have begun now the 30th perek, finishing the first mishnah of the 30th perek, and concluding lesson number 126.